Pendragon, Book 1, The Merchant of Death, by D.J. McHale. Journal 1. Denduron.
I hope you're reading this, Mark. Heck, I hope anybody's reading this, because the only thing that's keeping me from going totally off my nut right now is getting this all down on paper, so that someday, when it's all over, it'll help prove that I'm not a total whack job. You see, two things happened yesterday that changed my life forever. The first was that I finally kissed Courtney Chetwynd. Yes! The Courtney Chetwynd of the bites her lower lip when she's thinking, stares right into your heart with her deep gray eyes, looks unbelievable in her volleyball uniform, and always smells a little like roses fame. Yeah, I kissed her. It was a long time coming, and it finally happened. Woohoo! The second thing was that I was launched through a wormhole called a flume and got jacked across the universe to a medieval planet called Denduron that's in the middle of a violent civil war. But back to Courtney. This wasn't your average nice to see you peck on the cheek. Oh, no. This was a full-on eyes closed, starting with tight lips, but eventually morphing into a mutual open-mouth probe thing that lasted for a good 30-second lifetime. And we were close, too. Like, real close. I was holding her so tight I could feel her heart beating against my chest. Or maybe it was my heart. Or maybe our hearts were bouncing off each other. I have no idea. All I know is that it was pretty cool. I hope I get the chance to do it again, but right now it's not looking so good. I guess it's kind of dumb to be fixating on the glorious court.